Image generator provides a list of applications which you can use to manipulate images. Not so much the image themselves, but to use the images in different situations. So, for example, in the first section where you can make graphics with your photos, it says there's a fake magazine cover section. And here what you do is you or your students upload an image, and then that image is placed into a template of your choosing, and there's a really big gallery from which you can choose, and then you can manipulate various aspects of that magazine cover. So you can change things like the text and change the position and size of the images and things like that. It seems like a fairly trivial exercise, but and maybe it is in some ways. The students love doing it, of course, but there are one or two little learning points within there. So, for example, in order to be able to manipulate the image or position it on the page where you want to, you need to know something about pixels and what they mean, and really be able to relate them to the size of the image. So there are some teaching points within there. So there's several other things you can do in similar ways by uploading photos. There's a scrapbook creator, for example, or a comic creator. Being able to put your face on different bodies. There we need to think carefully about appropriateness, and there are some, it's not that there's anything particularly nasty, but if students were to use someone else's image, and there's clearly an opportunity for bullying there. However, we'll assume that they're able to behave appropriately. But if not, if there's something that concerns you there, perhaps the section on making graphics with text might be more up your street. Here it's just using lots of different manipulators to change the way that some text looks. So it could be creating a blog header image, for example. And there you get, again, a really large library of background images, and you just change the text that's on it. There are some funnier ones, like there's a, you know, the Dummies book series, there's a Dummies book cover generator. So here all you do is you get a Dummies book cover, and then you change some of the text that appears on the front of that. In all of these cases, you just right click and download the image when you've finished with it. So there's lots of different things for them to do. They love having a rummage around with it, and it's just a different way of creating images without going to the extent of having to draw everything yourself, I suppose.